You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see, and I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight eyewear makes for you. That's 1-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com. If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight Eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside, and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. And I'm here today with a full studio here. We have Charles Brooks. We have Dawn Brooks. We have Brian Michaels. We have Miss Dorothy. And behind the window is Chris. And the phone number to call us is 407-894-1680. Hey, Charles.
Yo, Michael. What's up?
We have a young man on the line right now. I'd like you to bring him on.
Wait. Before we do that, this program is being sponsored by...
This hour is brought to you by eSight Eyewear, the electronic glasses that let people with low vision actually see.
So, Charles.
Yes.
I would like you to introduce our guest.
You sure?
Can you do it?
I can do it. Right now on the phone we have Taylor West.
No.
Who is it?
Ron Peck.
Okay.
Ron,
I'm sorry.
Is from California.
Hello, Ron.
He's a judo man.
Sorry, I messed up your name.
Well, what's the difference between names, right? The whole story is, but Ron Peck.
Yes, Michael.
You there?
I'm there.
You're still with Juno.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, this is the year of the Olympics and the Paralympics. It's a fantastic year. By the way, you guys are having way too much fun. I've been listening to you. Too much fun.
Listen to this.
Hey, that's what you got to do.
It's showing.
So tell us about the judo community.
Well, judo, it's interesting. Judo started as a sport in 1964 at the Olympics. And in 1980, it started at the Paralympics. And as your listening audience knows, a lot of Americans think the Paralympics is just another name called Special Olympics. And in our case, the athletes don't have any cognitive issues. It's all in vision, either totally blind or different levels of vision. And getting involved with the sport of judo is life-enhancing.
Yes, it is.
I mean, it's an empowerment. It's a wonderful sport because it brings along so many things with it in building confidence and character, how to make a commitment and follow through, you know, humility, respect, and responsibility. And a lot of times people say, well, what color is your belt? You know, because you want it, everybody's striving for the black belt. When in fact, it's all the other things that's learned from the sport, and people say, well, you can't do judo if you're blind. Really? Really, you can. Because it's not about sight. It's not about sight. Once you grab your opponent, the action takes place. Mm-hmm. And it's just wonderful. The U.S. Paralympic judo team back in 2000 won two gold medals in Sydney, Australia at the Paralympic Games in 2000. It took 48 years from 1964 to 2012 for the London Games, Olympic Games, for the U.S. Olympic judo team to win gold. We won two medals, two golds in 2000. Nobody talks about that. Because the Paralympics doesn't get the same visibility and spotlight as the Olympics, yet in judo, everything's the same except you can grab your opponent before you start the match.
Now,
that's
Ron,
the only difference.
Ron, I got a
only
question
difference.
For you. I do some mixed martial arts and some grappling as well.
Sure.
But I've always found, and as I've worked with some of my clients before when I was an instructor, your eyes can lie to you sometimes when you're in there. And, you know, being with you, I guess there was a technique that we used to call Asian feel, because you would close your eyes to feel the opponent and feel the weight shift.
Yes.
And you're better to do that with your eyes closed than when your eyes are up, because sometimes you're focusing on different things.
You got it.
There you go. So
absolutely correct. And that's what's so much fun about seeing these athletes. In fact, this year, Cristela Garcia, which I think Michael will be speaking with in June. She's the only female on the U.S. Paralympic judo team. The
a
only
woman,
female.
Listen to this. Ew.
And it's going back in having women on the team, it wasn't allowed until 2004. And Lori Pierce, which I think Michael knows, or at least I believe I introduced her to him, she was the first female on the U.S. Paralympic judo team because it was a men's sport until 2004. I mean, that's not that many years ago that they were allowing women to compete on the U.S. Paralympic judo team. And it turns out she brought home a silver medal from Athens.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
I mean, it's just, and these stories don't get out. I mean, Michael and I have talked about this before, and it's really fascinating because people have come up to me. I was at a tournament. In fact, the young lady was on the mat going to challenge the sighted athlete. It wasn't a Paralympic match, a tournament. And this lady came up to me, and she said, are you Ron Peck? And I said, yes, ma'am. It's kind of cruel, isn't it? What do you mean? What's cruel? Well, putting that blind kid against the sighted kid. And I thought for a couple seconds, and I said, yeah, it is tough on that sighted person.
Well.
And she said, what'd you say? And I said, I think you heard me. and the blind athlete won the match.
Is it harder to teach judo to a blind or visually impaired person?
Excellent question. It's not harder. It takes more patience and more hands-on. So trying to teach a person for foot placement or where to put your grips on the other opponent or flipping your hips to do a throw and something of that sort, it takes more patience than it does other skills. And a lot of times instructors, you know, they'll demonstrate something visually and they'll say, oh, now, did you see that? Okay, let's do that again. Give me five of those. Well, people don't see, you know, different levels of visual acuity. So what happens is you have to be a lot more patience and understanding of little things like how to turn your foot, how to grab the gi, how to do certain techniques.
Right, you have to be more descriptive in your language. Right, Ron? You have to be more descriptive in your language. You know, place your right foot at a 10 o'clock angle or a 2 o'clock angle and talk to them as though you were them using their body of reference. And then you also probably have to be very comfortable with your personal space being invaded if you're going to be a little more hands-on. But the sport of judo lends to that anyway, because you're going to be involved in each person's personal space.
Well, absolutely.
Well, you know, I used to wrestle in high school, and you know, I was planning on doing it in college as well. So I would, you know, I would think that it's just the lingo that you have to use and how you talk to people. And as Mr. Peck was saying, you have to be patient because even with us sighted folk, when we're first time learning, it was easy for me to throw because I love tossing people, so that was easy for me. But as far as like doing other movements that didn't require me throwing anybody, they had to be patient with me. So, like he said, it do take a little bit more patience. And I think I would recommend I recommend all women. And now that I'm learning about the Blind Judo Foundation, all folk that are visually impaired, it's recommended that you take up a hands-on ability course.
Right. It promotes self-reliance, self-assurance, and it gives them people that self-defense as well. That gives them a little power inside. Is there a way they can get in touch with you, Ron?
Sure. A couple ways. One, you can go to our website, which is real easy, blindjudofoundation.org, blindjudofoundation.org, or anyone can email me at Ron C. Peck. Ron C. as in Curtis, P. as in Paul, E-C-K, one word, Ron C. Peck, at blindjudofoundation.org. Right. Love to help them. We have associates all over the United States. We're being recognized even outside of the United States. We're a 501c3, a nonprofit organization, about 13 years old, and just having a wonderful time. And my business partner is the former U.S. Olympic and U.S. Paralympic judo coach. He's 80 years old, has been doing this for 65 years, and is a very humble individual, and he creates champions. His name is Coach Willie Cahill.
Oh, 85 years young?
He's 80 years old.
80.
But he's been doing it for 65 years.
Ah.
That's where you get the five.
No. Well, I give him more credit anyway.
Let me ask this. Is this just for those that are visually impaired, or is it open to the sighted as well, or just visually impaired and women?
Well, the Blind Judo Foundation, by its name, is for blind and visually impaired individuals. Yet my business partner, he's not, nor am I visually impaired, nor is Willie Cahill, Coach Cahill. And he takes on sighted as well as blind individuals of all ages. I mean, the youngest that we've brought on is 6 years of age. I think Christella, going to the Paralympics as the only female, I think she's 32 or 35. So in the way, age ranges in between there.
And if you're looking for a safe alternative to some of those sports, now that you know we have a number of individuals who are, you know, in the sighted community who are not playing football anymore, or the younger kids, that it's still to get that, you know, our younger boys and girls sometimes have aggressive attitudes, and learning a martial art or a judo foundation, you know, it's a great way to get that understanding and to put that extra energy into something that's better for themselves as a whole, as a body and mind. Would you agree with that, Ron?
I agree with that. And as you probably know and your listeners know, bullying is an epidemic, and it's not just in the U.S. It's a world epidemic. And now I'm not suggesting one learn judo so you can do harm to someone else,
no.
But what it does in learning judo, especially when it gets into the bullying area, which is a real problem, mm-hmm. is it's the confidence one has if you are being bullied. Right. And not to do harm to someone, but you have confidence in yourself. And it's such a devastating thing to be bullied.
Right, and it happens across all cultures. It's not just...
All cultures, right. All ethnic groups, absolutely right. Correct.
And a lot of that is self-confidence and yep. lack of self-confidence, and you'd be surprised the lack of self-confidence actually comes from those bullies.
Oh, yeah, and especially blind kids. I mean, the silver medalist from 2004, Lori Pierce, when she was going through school, she was bullied. She was even tripped. I mean, here's a kid that's walking with a cane, and they trip her and watch her fall down, and they laugh. They thought that was funny. And I mean, just other terrible things. Well, she went on not only to graduate from the University of Texas, Austin, but about 2 years ago, we helped her get a position at the FAA.
All right.
Federal Aviation Administration. I mean, so many success stories about individuals that you thought, well, she's just blind or he's blind, so, well, it's the way it is and so forth. No, no, they're not second-class citizens. Okay, they're not going to fly a plane or drive a car. Okay, we got that. But there's so many things that they can do because of the confidence.
Okay.
Okay, stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. We're going to break. See you on the other side of the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Thank
stay
you,
right
Ron.
There.
Thank you.
Stay right there, Ron. Don't go away.
Okay.
Would you like to be able to easily read a normal print book, watch TV, or movies, or see the notes at a presentation? eSight Eyewear may be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our electronic glasses help 3 out of 4 people with various eye conditions, including macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, and other conditions to actually see. eSight Eyewear can change your life in so many ways, from letting you clearly see your daughter's wedding to making it easier to get the job you deserve. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. See how eSight works for yourself, even outside and while you're moving around. Call 1-855-8-ESIGHT now. Or go to eSightEyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's Smokin' Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in the USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And, Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
The doctor said I would never see again, but with eSight, I can see. And I can do so much more on my own. That's what a young man recently told us after getting his eSight eyewear. Would you like to be able to actually see? Imagine being able to do everything from watching live theater to threading a needle. Imagine being able to go after the kind of job you want. Best of all, imagine being able to clearly see your loved ones. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demo. Discover our tremendous support and the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear makes for you. That's 1-855-837-4448. eSight or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Ron Peck, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Good. I want to say goodbye, and I want to thank you very much for coming on.
Well, thank you, Michael, and it's good hearing your voice again, and to everyone that's online and on your listenership. All the very best to you, buddy.
Well, thank you so much, and we'll have you back again probably in a couple months, if you don't mind. I'd like to have you
back. Oh, I'd love it.
Good. I'd like to have you back. So thank you so much for coming on board. Thank
nice
you.
Talking
thank
to you, Ron.
Nice thank talking you. To you, Ron.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. And we have a guest, Taylor West from eSight. Taylor West, you there?
I am. How are you guys?
All right.
Good.
Taylor, how you doing?
Awesome. I'm doing great.
Good. I want to introduce you to Charles Brooks, because Charles Brooks has some questions he want to ask you, because he, you talk your story, Charles.
All right, thank you. How you doing, Taylor?
Excellent.
Good. Can you tell us a little bit about eSight?
Yeah, certainly. So eSight are electronic glasses that are made for people with low vision or legal blindness of lots of different kinds. And what it should do is it, for those people that have lost substantial amounts of vision to, you know, degenerative disease, even injury in some cases, it restores their vision so that they have much more functional sight than they would otherwise.
Well, I had an experience with eSight. I gave them a call, and I spoke with you guys, and found it to be quite interesting. Quite frank, I was kind of flabbergasted the first time I heard about eSight. I've called in and was immediately questioned, is that normal?
Yeah, you would have spoken to one of what we call our client concierges. And what those guys are in charge of is basically handling the whole process from the first time someone calls all the way through until they eventually get eSight. So typically what the process is, you speak to a client concierge, and that first conversation is really to find out about you. So, you know, what's causing your vision loss? What kind of vision loss do you have? Is it, you know, is it macular degeneration? Is it diabetic retinopathy? Is it some other disease? What kind of vision do you have remaining? So sometimes people know their acuity, so they'll say that they're 2200, 2400. If not, that's not a problem. What the concierge will do is they'll start asking some questions to get an idea of how you use your vision. What kind of tools do you use? Do you use CCTVs, magnifiers, anything like that?
Right.
And really what it's all trying to do is understand, is eSight likely to be something that will help you?
Yes, I found the conversation to be very interesting. I was asked a number of different questions, as you have stated, about my visual acuity, the items that I use, as you've stated, you know, like CCTVs, that kind of thing. I was on the phone with the gentleman for about 35 minutes or so, and asked all those questions. Is that usual or normal?
Yeah, that's pretty typical. So, you know, it's really meant to be in-depth. Obviously, you know, it doesn't have to be that long if the person on the other end of the line is in a rush or something. But the goal is to sort of work together to understand, you know, does it make sense to do a demo? And most of the time the answer is yes, because there's really no harm in trying it. But what should come out of that conversation is an idea of, you know, how likely is eSight to work for you? And if it works for you, what are you likely going to be able to get out of it? And, you know, what are the kinds of tasks that you're going to be most interested in doing in that demo? And the concierge is making notes so that when you eventually try eSight, when you go to what we call our demonstration, there's sort of two things we're hoping to show in that demo. First, does it sort of work for you in what I always think of as like an objective way? Does it give you more visual acuity? Does it let you read more of an eye chart? That's important, but is it really enough? Probably not. So the second thing we're trying to show is, does it work for you in terms of a functional version of things? So everyone will have a different way of defining that.
Taylor,
so
Taylor, I have a question for you. From the first time someone calls to when they call back, how long does that take?
It depends. Right now it's a little longer than usual just because, to use a sort of cliche, we've had a higher than usual number of calls just because of some media we've gotten in the last little bit. We try and keep it to a day or two, but I think it's at a little more than a week at the moment.
Well, right now, I only know personally a few that have called in reference to Blind and Beyond radio show because they've let me know that they called the first time and nobody's ever called them back, and that's been a couple of weeks.
Yeah, they're definitely on the list. Everyone will get called back. We are, you know, just a little bit behind at the moment just because, you know, every so often one of our user stories will get picked up. The latest one was ABC News reported on us, so that sort of blew up our phones for a while, and we're just sort of digging our way out of that hole at the moment.
Are there any age limits on who can be fitted with your glasses?
Not specifically, but it's a really good question. To give you an idea, the youngest user we have is 6 years old, and the oldest user we have is 96 years old. But they are glasses, and they are a certain size, so someone definitely has to be large enough to actually wear them and be comfortable with them. So really little kids sometimes will find that, you know, they're just a little bit too big for them. And at the other end of the spectrum, as people age, you know, they might start having muscle weakness, maybe they have a tremor, something like that. And, you know, we obviously want to make sure that they're very comfortable. So we wouldn't say that, you know, someone that's older couldn't use them. But, again, that sort of goes into what we're trying to think about when we start doing the demo. Is it going to be beneficial to them?
Okay.
If they're able to wear it. So we want to make sure that it's comfortable and that they're going to get a good amount of use out of it.
Sure. Like a lot of excessive technology, you don't want it to end up in a drawer somewhere. You want it to be used, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was thinking of it as almost an issue of fairness. You know, we want to give people the opportunity to really understand what eSight is and how it would fit into their life. And, you know, as I was mentioning before, the concierges are a big part of that because lots of people have a very specific task that they're really interested in. To give you an example, I did a demo for someone once, and, you know, the functional task that she absolutely had to be able to do with her eSight for it to be worth her while was playing bridge. You know, huge bridge player. Yeah. She wants to be able to play cards, and we made sure that in her demo that her and I played bridge, and I didn't know how to, so she had to teach me, but, you know, we made sure that we played a game.
So when you or one of your concierges go out, they go to the particular individual, does it matter where they are in the United States?
It doesn't specifically matter. The way we do our demonstrations is we have a group of people who sort of, frankly, live on airplanes and are traveling around the States pretty constantly. So what the concierge is able to do is basically look at the calendar and say, you know, here are the places we're going to be, here are the sort of timelines. And, you know, there's certain places that it's a little easier. So, you know, let's take New York as an example. We get lots of interest from New York, so we're there relatively often. But the concierges will try and sort of have a conversation about, you know, where is it convenient for you to do your demo, what's a reasonable amount of travel for you as well, because, you know, it's one of the funny things. Some people are willing to drive, you know, 2 days for their demonstration and cover half the country. Other people want it to be around the corner or nothing, so... we always just ask the question.
Taylor, can you discuss with us, if you would please, about the money end, how that works?
Yeah, so they're $15,000, and that's one of the other conversations that will often come up with your concierge. We have you know, lots of people that choose to purchase it for themselves, but $15,000 is a lot of money. I think we all admit that. So we have this really cool program at eSite that we call our fundraising program. That's really been built to help people put together different types of funding packages to afford eSite, because really our goal is that anyone that's interested and could benefit should be able to get it some way. It's just a matter of what we have to do to make that really happen.
Are you, have you been working with state vocational agencies, maybe working with a CWIC to set up a pass account on some of the people with Social Security?
Yeah, exactly. So the vocational agencies have actually proven to be a great partner so far, and it's just in terms of me personally, it's one of the main things I do with my days is work with those guys. They're always looking for innovative ways to help people do their jobs, and eSite really, I think, fits that mission.
Mm-hmm.
Because it, you know, we have a lot of people that have had eSite become a big part of the way they do their work. And one of the really awesome things I've seen with vocational rehab programs is when they look at eSite, it opens up a lot more possibility for what kind of role that person is able to take on. So rather than a relatively narrow number of jobs or job types that might be available to that person, eSite allows that person to really take on pretty much any type of job that interests them.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of people that are already working, it often allows them to stay in their role rather than have to move into a completely different field that, you know, better accommodates the limitations of their vision.
Sure.
Taylor, do you work with the VA, Veterans Administration?
It's a sort of a complicated answer, but I guess the basic is not yet.
He has to be a contractor, and he's not a contractor. Is that right?
Sort of. So with the VA, we sort of had conversations with them, and they've actually been great about sort of, you know, giving us feedback about what they're looking for in terms of understanding where it fits into what they do with veterans. So that's sort of an ongoing conversation, let's say, with the VA, where they've asked us for information about eSite, and
not to interrupt you, but I think this is where we can help you, because, Charles, we have to get a lot of the veterans to get behind eSite, and you have to call the veterans and tell them that you want this, and then he can be a contractor. If enough people call and bug them that they want eSite, they want those glasses, then what happens is the veterans would contact eSite. If enough people call, that's the whole point. Is that right, Taylor?
Yeah. I mean, that grassroots movement is always what we're going for.
Right.
And, you know, you mentioned vocational rehab. And that's a great example where, you know, we knew about it, but we were this new thing that was new and unknown. And the way we really sort of started working there and became a part of their work was a couple of people that were interested for themselves. They started that conversation, and once they started that conversation, that helped us get in the door for our meetings, and you know, now it's other people get it. So definitely anyone, you know, if you are for that, definitely worth the conversation.
Well, Taylor, I want to thank you very much for calling in today. We got to go to break, and I want to thank you very much, Taylor, for coming on. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, and that was Taylor West from eSite. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
When Sean first tried on eSite eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight Eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put 3 decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040 or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
If you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, or diabetic retinopathy, eSight might be the breakthrough you've dreamed about. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision. That's why eSight Eyewear helps the vast majority of people with these and many other low vision conditions to actually see, even outside and even while you're moving around. Imagine living more independently, being free to work in any field you choose, ready to fully participate in a whole host of activities that add to your enjoyment of life. Imagine being able to see people's faces clearly, including the faces of the people you love. Call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight Eyewear and our tremendous product support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSighteyewear.com.
We are back, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And let me tell you something. During the break, Brian Michaels, Charles Brooks, and myself were talking, also Dawn, about something that just blew my mind. And we're going to talk about it right after this trivia. We're going to do a trivia, and we're going to come back to this because this is something I didn't know, and I'm sure a lot of you don't know. But I want to do trivia first, and phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Trivia time!
Memories.
All right, so who's singing that song? The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Now I want to go, while we're waiting for someone to call in with the trivia.
Do I count if I get an answer?
No.
Oh.
But a couple of things happened to me today. Dorothy told me something about a friend of hers. That was a very interesting thing that Dorothy told me something today, way over here, about a friend of hers. Did you say Dorothy? You here, Dorothy? You there, Dorothy?
Yes, Michael. What is it?
Did you tell me about a friend of yours got her rent paid and she was sick?
Yes, it was me.
Well, I wasn't going to say that, Dorothy.
It was me.
I wasn't going to say that.
I got sick and it was United Way that helped me.
Ah,
I was out of work for a month. I live alone. I have to pay my own bills.
No, but
the Lord worked it out.
But I never knew that. I never knew that anybody could help you pay your rent.
Mm-hmm. I didn't either.
I didn't. Well, okay.
But thanks to my boss at work, she worked it out for
me. No, see that? If you're sick, you can get a place who helped pay your rent. If you're proving you're sick and you can't pay your rent that month, they'll help you out. I didn't know that. Brian Michael just told me something. We were talking about the eSight glasses, and he just told me. So, what did you tell? Repeat what you said about Social Security.
There is a number of options out there. The best suggestion that I came up with. I am a trained through CWIC, which is a Certified Work Incentives Counselor. I've went through that training. One of the things that you can discuss is called a pass account. That's where money gets set aside and it doesn't count against you out of your Social Security. And you do it for special options. Those that are paralyzed usually do it for a conversion van or something like that.
So it'll help you pay for a car.
Yeah, help you pay for a car.
So now it's possible they may pay for these glasses.
Right, and it's a possible, but you would want to set up an appointment with a CWIC, and you can talk to any one of the people at the local DBS offices or DVR's office. That's the Division of Vocational Rehab, and they'll be able to refer you to the CWIC in your area. There's also other websites out there that are available. Or you can contact me, and I'll help you find one that's in your area that you can contact.
And if you want to find out further, write to Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Any questions, write to us. Like, one of the things I know, and I know some people personally, that were sighted, they lost their vision, and they were asked to leave the company they were working for because they could not perform the same job. They thought they could perform, but the bosses didn't feel they could perform. Now, with these glasses, they'd still be working there.
Yes.
And the bottom line, these glasses could help people like that. And what Brian Michaels was saying, it's possible that Social Security would pay for it. Besides the other means for the fundraising and all the other good stuff. It's possible that they get the money from Social Security.
Or at least portions of it. Or a portion can be done by the vocational.
Fundraising and then also the Social Security. So you're, as I told you before, an idiot if you don't call up and find out about this eSight. Because you got everything to win and nothing to lose. Don't cost you nothing to call up, right, Charles?
That's right. Doesn't cost you a thing to call. They are very courteous, very polite, and very patient.
Hey, I think we have us a winner on the phone line right here in Orlando. We got Maddie Hicks. And Maddie, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Not the Maddie.
It's the Maddie.
So who do you think it is, Maddie?
It's Time After Time by Cindy Lauper.
There you go.
Very good.
We know Maddie just wants to have a lot of fun.
There you go. Maddie won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts. I hope you like donuts.
Oh, I love donuts.
So take her name and address down, Chris, and we'll send her a $10 gift card.
You can share with me.
I will.
There you go.
Not.
Charles likes the big bear claws.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Maddie.
It's the only thing that makes his hands.
All right, now I got a question for you all out there. On break, I asked another question, and I want to see this. This is my own question. See if anybody knows this question. You heard of Ray Charles. You heard of Stevie Wonder. That's two. You heard of Roy Orbison. That's three.
Jose Feliciano. Jose,
I don't know. That's four. Mm-hmm. Right? And we can go on to keep on many, many blind folks that are men. Can anybody name two women that are singers that are blind? Two women, blind, visually impaired singers that are women. Can you name them?
Women.
Women.
Yeah.
Can we say females instead
female. Female. Okay, female.
I have found two, so I'm going to...
But you didn't name them.
No, I'm going to withhold my answers because I know two found.
But you said you knew two, but right. You didn't know their names.
I went and found their names.
Oh, you looked
but
up.
Say, I want to know if the other people out there know them.
Okay.
But I would give a hint, though.
But the
Can I give a hint?
No.
No, okay. Yet. No hints for you.
So.
They're female?
Yes, they are.
But here's my question. How come that the men folks are so more well-known than the females?
Because they get out there.
Huh?
They get out there. They do it.
What do you think that answer is, Brian Michaels?
Well, I mean, as you go back, most of those that you've already named are of the older population and older generations when we had a lot of stereotypical where women were kept at home, which is not out there. They're equal. They can be mm-hmm. out there and sing. And if you find out, and you'll find these two ladies out there had robust careers and have been out there for a while. Some are Grammy Award winners.
Okay. I think you just slipped that in there, right?
Name me one.
Okay, wait. We got Blind Man Gary on the phone line.
He would know this one.
He want to ask you a question as well, Brother Michaels. Hold on one more. Blind Man Gary, how you doing?
Doing fine. I have a little breakup with my phone. I hope you're hearing me.
Yeah, I hear you fine.
My question, Brian, is what happens if someone gets his eyesight glasses and all of a sudden, he can do about everything and anything. And the Social Security come and say, "Well, you don't need a Social Security checks no more."
Well, your Social Security is based on your medical condition, and you get re-upped every 5 to 7 years, depending on your type of condition. But this is just an accommodation. It doesn't mean, you know, it's just like those that go out there. Now, if once you go and start earning a certain amount of money, you might lose that SSI and SSDI to a point, but it's at a roughly exchange of 2 to 1. For every $2 you earn, you lose $1. But those are questions that you really want to see ahead of time by seeing a CWIC, a Certified Work Incentives Counselor, and they will help you adjust, and they can do what's called a BSNA, a Benefit Summary Analysis. So you talk about a job that you might want to get, and they'll tell you how it would affect your benefits and your amount of money that you receive. And it's free of charge. It doesn't cost you anything here in the state of Florida.
But, Brian?
Sure.
When you do that, you're talking about being on the difference of being on SSI and being on Social Security, right?
They can do both. The SSDI, the Social Security Disability Insurance, and that's where the money that you get because you've worked so many years and mm-hmm. have credits built up, or SSI, the Social Security Income, which is because you're low income or whatever, that you might need those extra services. They work with both an analysis of both those types of dollars.
I think most people would rather make the money and be able to be cited and make the money and not be on Social Security if they didn't have to.
Right.
Most people, I think, would want to make the money and not be getting the money from Social Security. Yeah, there's some people that say, then I lose my Social Security. Why do it? Because now I'm not going to get my Social Security. That Social Security you'll get when you're 65 or 62. Anyway, I'm talking about the person who's 40 years old or 50 years old getting Social Security, right? Because you're physically impaired.
Right.
Well, you're not 40 years old and you're not 50 years old.
Who are you talking about? Me?
You.
I'm not counting me. Not talking about me. I want to be able to get my checks, my paychecks.
Right.
So that's what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in getting from the state or government if I don't have to.
Sure.
If I don't have to. That's why I go out working all the time because I don't want to. I want to be able to not be a burden on anybody if I don't have to.
Right. So you want to contribute to society.
I want to be able to contribute to society. And the point is I enjoy working. I've always enjoyed working. I love to compete. Mm-hmm. So in the world that I'm in, I love to compete. I love to make money. To me has always been secondary. That's always been, because I always thought if you were good, you'll make it. Okay, mm-hmm. somehow, some way, if you're good, you'll make it. My thought was, I enjoy the compete, you know, to me, to make the sale, to bring in, as they say, the bacon. That, to me, was always the big thing, because every day is a new day. And when you do that, you get, to me, I guess you say it this way, am I still like a little kid, 10 years old, when I make a sale? Because it's still like, what do you want to use the word? A high.
Christmas.
Getting a high. Every time, I'm still getting a high, and I could get a high every day. I go out and I get another high, because that makes me feel great that I'm doing something. And you say, well, you're making money. Well, the money is secondary to me. It's always been. And that's by my life.
Okay.
So you're addicted to sales, you know.
Always
we have people who can help you, Michael. But I never known you to be competitive.
No, not at all.
No. But I know what you're talking about, that competitiveness, that willing to want to earn my way.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, for me, you know, I have my two hands. I know that if I lost my job tomorrow, I would still be able to go out and work. I would find a way. In my past history, when I worked in juvenile justice, I took kids out into the wilderness. I also took them out to do the community services. I worked with them. I worked and put my hands in the dirt with them. We cleaned ditches, whatever we had to do. I worked.
And you know what's funny? Here's what's funny.
As you did it.
I'll tell you something that happens to be a total fact. If I went out today looking for a job in marketing sales, most people wouldn't hire me. First, they wouldn't hire me because of my age.
That's right.
Over age. Second, they wouldn't hire me because I'm blind. And third, they wouldn't hire me because of the computer, that I'm a computer illiterate. Mm-hmm. So they want three good reasons why they wouldn't hire me. Now, I have to find some stations, and then you have to look for those. They don't care about those three. They only want to know one thing. Can you sell? Can you perform?
Can you produce?
Can you produce?
That's right.
Now, so it goes back to the same thing. You go to 20 radio stations, 18 might turn me down like that. And two will say, I want you. I want you because you have a mouth and you can sell. We're going to break. Stay tuned. We'll see you on the other side of the radio show. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC, member, FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan, still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040. Or visit my website at OrlandoPlanner.net.
When Sean first tried on eSight eyewear, he saw his daughter's face clearly for the first time in over 10 years. Then he looked at his wife, and he could literally see the sparkle in her eyes. The tears in both their eyes were tears of joy. Would you like to be able to actually see? With eSight eyewear, you could see your loved ones again, enjoy greater independence, and more fully participate in every aspect of life. Our dedicated team spent more than 5 years developing electronic glasses specifically to overcome low vision, even outside and even while you're moving around. Whether you have macular degeneration, Stargardt's disease, diabetic retinopathy, or any condition, call 1-855-837-4448 today to arrange your personal eSight demonstration and discover the life-changing difference eSight eyewear and our tremendous support makes for you. That's 1-855-8-eSight. Or go to eSighteyewear.com. That's eSightEyewear.com.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. And this is your host, Michael. By the way, if you want to write to us, it's Michael at Blind Matters. I don't believe I just said that.
Oh, my wife's gonna get him. Got him. One time per show, I
one
bet.
One time. This is Michael. Yeah, write to me at Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Hey, Gary, you hear that? I screwed up. All right. Anyway, so I hope you write. There's the foghorn.
Oh, I thought they were just saying that because you mentioned the old title.
Yeah, that's all. That's twice, Mike. That's twice. Mike said when we first started, he said, I know I'm not going to mess up. And that's twice.
Well, okay, go on.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you for having me on the show again. And I'm always willing to come back whenever you need me. And I just want to remind our audience out there that the services of the Division of Blind Services are free. It's what your taxes pay for. So please call your local office and to get services, whether it's for wanting to return to the work, or for your child, for your baby, or to be independent. And we'll put you in touch with those services for the local lighthouse in your area, such as the Lighthouse Central Florida here, or other agencies that might be able to serve you.
Or maybe you call them and maybe they can talk to you and discuss with you. He just talked to me about the Social Security. Because Social Security office doesn't tell you anything unless you ask. And if you don't ask, they ain't going to tell you. So you got to call like Brian Michaels or someone to inform you about your rights and everything that's coming to you if you need their help. Right.
Yes, and we can help you put you in touch with the right people to talk about, which are CWIC, Certified Work Incentives Counselor. They can help those. Or some of your blind advocacy groups, such as NFB, ACB, and the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind. But be happy to call and answer those questions. If you want to call and talk to me, you can call at 407-245-0700. That's the local.
Say it again, slow.
407-245-0700. That's the local Division of Blind Services here in Central Florida. And you can ask to speak to me or anyone there. They'll be happy to put you in touch with
Brian Michaels, it was great having you on.
No problem. Anytime.
Charles Brooks, Dawn Brooks, great having you on.
Thank you, Brian.
Dorothy, the real McCoy.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming to
good
us.
Good night.
Chris, great as always.
Yes, sir.
Next week's show, we got a great show for you for Memorial Day. We're going to have some Second World War people. We're going to have some people calling in. People. Gary Sinclair is going to do his taps.
He's going to tap dance?
He's going to do his thing on his trumpet.
Oh, I'm like, you said tap. I'm like, taps. Gary going to come in here and tap? Wait a minute.
He's going to do his taps.
Okay.
So we have a great show for next week.
And don't forget to call eSight.
And don't forget to call eSight. Huh? Okay?
What was that?
The last 15 minutes to me was very interesting. Yes, it was, because I learned a lot. Especially learning about this thing about Social Security, that Social Security can help you in many ways, shapes, and forms, which I never knew before.
Huh? Knowledge is power.
There you go. That's a big one. Knowledge is power. That's interesting.
And the Blind Judo Foundation.
Yeah,
kind of intrigued me all the way through.
Well, it's a great way of getting fitness for your body as well.
Yes.
And you're a wrestler like I was. And, you know, wrestlers are the most fantastic athletes out there.
Yes, sir. You can say that one more time.
Wait a minute.
We'll miss you, Chris, next week, but we'll see you in 2 weeks, right, Chris?
Right. Yes, right.
Good. All right, well, we got to go. Thanks for listening. Hope to hear from you next week. Can't wait to talk to you. Love you all. Take care. Bye.
Goodbye.
Have a good time out there in Radio Land.